Welcome to Get the Balance Right, a podcast for female entrepreneurs looking for a quirky spin on business. I'm your host, Heather Zeitzwolf, CPA and profitability coach. I'm a longtime vegan, Gen Xer, cat mom, drag queen enthusiast, and collector of weird dolls and lunchboxes. If you want kick-ass information that includes zany commentary and a dab of woo-woo, then you've come to the right place. I want to help you build a business based on your passion and authentic voice. Are you ready to take control of your finances so you can earn, keep, and grow the money you deserve? If you're a solo entrepreneur that isn't afraid to do things scrappy, then roll up your sleeves and let's get the balance right. Hey, 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 this is Heather Zeitzwolf, and you are listening to Get the Balance Right podcast. If this is your first time coming to the podcast, well, hey, welcome. And for those of you who've listened before, well, we are on to a new series. It's called From Passion to Profits. Yes. And we're going to be talking to some really dynamic women about their businesses that they built based on their passion. Oh my God, this is going to be so much fun. There are so many great guests coming up. I'm like giddy. You should see me. I'm like wiggling in my pants. Not my pants. In my chair. That's what I meant. Wiggling in my pants would be weird. Okay. Our guest today is Anika Grandison. She is known as the Shopify Queen. Yeah. We've been having a lot of queens on the show. Well, we had the Queen of Podcast Guesting, and now we've got the Shopify Queen. I keep wanting to call it Spotify. Shopify. Oh my God. I never even really thought about Shopify. I'd like heard about Shopify before. And now I'm like, oh my God, I got to get me some Shopify action going on. Yeah. Anika inspired me. And so after tax season, I plan on opening my own Shopify shop. I don't know what I'm going to sell yet, but I think I am going to sell some merch. So if you are looking for some Get the Balance Right podcast merch, let me know what you want. Buttons, mouse pads. Does anyone use a mouse pad anymore? I do. Cups, t-shirts, hoodies, the whole shebang. We'll see what I do. Anyways, Anika Grandison. She is somebody that I met on Clubhouse. Yes. So we've been talking a lot about Clubhouse on this podcast lately. And if you don't know anything about Clubhouse, well, go back and listen. I talked to Rita Goodrow about Clubhouse. Also, in last week's episode, there was a snippet about me talking to Katarina Rando and also Katie Brinkley about Clubhouse and other social audio platforms. Anika and I met through Clubhouse. And here's the deal. I sometimes will put Clubhouse on when I'm doing housework. Like, I'll just be like, I don't feel like listening to a podcast. I'll listen to Clubhouse. So I was folding laundry and I'm like, I brought my iPad into the laundry room and I'm like, Clubhouse, da da da. And I'm like, I don't recognize anything that's going on. I'll just scroll through the halls. And then I came across this club that maybe I'm a member of. I'm not sure if I was a member, but I looked and it was all about marketing. And I could tell that all of the ladies on the stage were all African-American. And everyone in the audience was primarily African-American. And I was like, okay, I don't know this club. And I don't recognize anybody in that club. And somehow it came in my feed. So maybe there was somebody that was in there that was somebody that I follow or whatever. But anyways, it was a club I had never been to before. And I'm like, this seems like I'm going to get some new information because I want to get some diversity in my information that I'm getting about all things marketing. So I went into the club and man, my mind was blown. Yes, there were some fabulous ladies in there. And one of which was Anika Grandison, the Shopify Queen. There's a back channel in Clubhouse. And I'm like, you're amazing. I need to connect with you. She is so much fun. Oh my God. She has so much knowledge when it comes to Shopify. Now, she's somebody that took her passion and ran with it. So Anika came to Shopify by way of things just happening in life. You know how that is? Like one thing leads to another, just like the fix sings about. So she was on a diet and part of her diet regime was to use sea moss. Oh, I've never even heard of sea moss, but sea moss, I guess, is a thing. I'm learning about that now. And so she benefited so much from sea moss in her weight loss journey that she decided to sell it on Shopify. Now, that was the catalyst of all of her Shopify success. Like, she built a six-figure business selling the sea moss. And from that, she ended up becoming the Shopify queen. And people are like, oh my God, I want to learn from you, Miss Shopify queen. So she has developed courses, different training, tutorials, books, webinars, like the whole shebang on her website, all about Shopify. So now not only does she sell her sea moss products, but she's also teaching people how to use Shopify and be successful. She also trains people on how to open their own sea moss businesses. This is literally an empire that she has built. From one passion, sea moss, has come all these other things. So if you want to tap into her brain, find her on Clubhouse. She also goes by the Snatch Queen. So it's the Shopify Queen. She's also the Snatch Queen. I wasn't sure what that meant, and I do ask her. I love this interview because I admittedly knew nothing about Shopify before this. And now it has burned my curiosity so much that I cannot wait until after tax season when I can go into Shopify and start my own shop. So if you are out there and you're like, hey, I want to start a Shopify shop too, well, find Anika Grandison, and soon I think I'm going to be a Shopify expert as well. Maybe I could be the princess of Shopify. I don't know. I'm just making things up. All right. So here's the deal, guys. This is the first one of my From Passion to Profits series. So we're going to be talking to all kinds of great women on this series, so you don't want to miss any of these. Now, if you are new to the podcast, please go back and listen to my last series. That one is called Stepping Into Your Authenticity Series. Part of that, I went on to Instagram Live for 45 days in a row to step into my own authenticity as an example. Now, for this series, I decided to do something else with the videos. I'm going to be doing a video series, and I might even explore TikTok because people have been telling me about the TikTok. So if you know about TikTok, you like TikTok, DM me on Instagram. I have a TikTok account now, but I've barely ever looked at it. So I'm going to explore TikTok. And why am I doing this? Well, it's part of this From Passion to Profits series. I've decided that I am going to do some coaching videos, but rather than showing the face of the person who asked me the question, I am going to use dolls to reenact it because I have a passion for dolls. And this will give me an excuse to show the world some of my doll collection. In the intro, I talk about that I collect weird dolls. But yeah, I have weird dolls. But I've got to tell you, I've been collecting these OMG dolls. Oh my God. Yes, I'm obsessed. So this is my new obsession, OMG dolls. And I need an excuse to take them out of the box, and that's going to be to make these videos. So it's going to be interesting. I'm going to be trying short form video. So I'm going to try Reels. I'm going to try TikTok. So I'm putting the stake in the sand. You're hearing this now. I'm saying this to my audience because if I say it to my audience, it means that I need to do these things. So you heard it from me first, right here on the podcast. I'm going to start doing TikTok. Now, you're not going to see it right away because, like I said, I got to get done with tax season. So after that, bam, I'm going to start doing this stuff. So hit me up if you are like a TikTok person and you're like really killing it on TikTok, or you've tried it, or you got questions or whatever. Find me on Instagram at Zeitzwolf, or search for The Vegan CPA and you'll find me. Let's chat. I'm done with my going live for 45 days business, but if you want to go live with me, I'm open. Hit me up. Let's do it. I'm ready to go live with you. All right. Are you ready to get your passion on? Yeah. If you have a passion that you are ready to profit from, well, bam, this series is going to be for you. So tune in again. Here is the smart and enthusiastic, oh my God, I love this woman, Anika Grandison. the Shopify queen. Anika Grandison, welcome to Get the Balance Right podcast.
Hey, thank you for having me. I'm so excited. Oh my goodness.
Yes, I'm so excited too. You're another person I've met on Clubhouse. We've had some other queens on the show I interviewed. The queen of podcasting. You are the queen of Shopify.
Yes, I'm the queen of Shopify.
Wow.
Clubhouse helped me coin that term.
Really? That is so cool. Most of my clients are in the service industry. I don't know anything about Shopify, and I want to learn from the queen. Tell me.
Absolutely, Heather. And guess what? That's a misconception that people have. Just because you're in the service-based industry does not mean you cannot be on Shopify. You can be on Shopify too. There's resources you can use to put yourself on Shopify.
You're blowing my mind already. What is Shopify? It seems like a platform to sell things. I thought it was for products, but now you're saying you can sell services on Shopify. Is it like a website?
Yeah, Shopify is basically an e-commerce platform that you can sell products or service on.
Oh, okay. So it has it all hooked up with some kind of payment in there?
Yeah, absolutely. Shopify has their own payment processor, or you could actually attach PayPal. You could accept Stripe. It depends on what merchant you want to use, but they do have their own payment processor.
Oh, okay. So they make it easy. Now, what about as far as like collecting sales tax? Do you know anything about that? Or does that have to do with the payment processor that you're using?
It's a payment processor through Shopify. But once you connect, they actually tell you what the processing fee is. And you can actually, depending on what state you're in, you could actually start collecting the taxes. But I would say talk to your accountant. Okay. Talk to your accountant and make sure they tell you what is the percentage that you should be collecting, what state to collect taxes in on your platform.
Okay, I'm glad that the queen told us this, because I meet people and they're selling things online and they're not collecting sales tax. And I'm like, I think you got a problem there. So, okay, well, that's good. The platform makes it easy, it sounds like. That's great. So people can't use that as a barrier. Like, I can't do this because of the tax. I guess you can make a web page there and start selling things.
Absolutely. And the thing too about Shopify, Heather, is that you don't need coding experience actually to build out your platform. It's just an easy plug in and go. They have so many resources that can help you plug in and make your Shopify. You don't need any coding experience to get your store up and running and be on Shopify. If you just simply pay attention and go step by step, you could build it out. They have templates already in place. They have images already put in place. They got everything to make it easy for you to start a business.
They already have images as well. That's cool. So then you can make it look like a regular website and everything. Okay. Now, the average person is thinking, okay, yeah, that sounds great, but I don't want to have a bunch of inventory in my house. How do people sell through Shopify without having inventory? Do you use dropship? Tell us the secrets. What's going on, Shopify queen?
Oh my goodness, Heather. That's a great question, because guess what's on the rise now? Drop shipping. And Shopify has some great company that they partner with that you can do drop shipping through on their platform. For example, Sprocket is one of those companies. That's a US-based supplier. They got Alibaba. They got AliExpress. So many different companies that you can literally plug your store into and you can do drop shipping. You can even do print on demand. Print on demand is when you don't have the products on hand. You just put your company's logo, you design your t-shirts, your cups, your coffee mugs, any product that you want your brand to be on. And you can do print on demand on Shopify and still don't have no inventory in hand and make some money. So Heather, you could put your products on Shopify. I need a Heather t-shirt, a Heather cup, a podcast cup.
It kind of reminds me of like Cafe Press, like back in the day where you could design something, a one-off. Let's just back up for the people that don't know what dropship is. Can you explain what that means?
Dropshipping is basically when you find a manufacturer that has products already and you just put their product on your website, on your platform. Once your customer get an order, they're going to fulfill the item for you and ship it out to your customer. So that's the great thing about dropship. You don't have to have inventory in hand. So if you don't have money, it's okay. You don't need a lot of money to start dropshipping. You can literally start with $0. Just sign up your Shopify account. You get a 14-day trial. After that, $29 a month. But that's it. You don't need no inventory. You don't have to buy a product in bulk. And then you can start your business.
Now, you're paying this monthly fee. And does Shopify take a certain percentage of every sale? Or does it depend on the dropship? How do they make their cut?
No, Shopify don't take percentage of your sale, but they do have a processing fee, like a merchant processing fee. Just like how Stripe has a processing fee, mm-hmm. Shopify has a processing fee. And then the $29 you pay a month. That's it.
Really? Oh, mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. Now, if you do the payment through some other thing like PayPal, So you're still paying PayPal's fees and then Shopify's fees on top of that.
Only Shopify fee would be the $29 a month.
Really? Wow, yes, you could make some serious money doing this. Okay.
Absolutely.
So this sounds way better than selling through Amazon.
Well, it depends, because the thing about, I'm going to be real with you. You have your business on Shopify, right? You have to drive your own traffic. You have to market. You have to have a strategy. The good thing about Amazon is that they have their own traffic. People, thousands of people are going to Amazon to search for products that you potentially have. So it really depends on what it is you're trying to do and how you're trying to build a brand. If you don't care about building a brand, you just want to be on Amazon. You just want to make some quick money. Definitely a place to be. But Amazon do have a lot of fees too. So then you got to be careful. You got to make sure you do your research to see what is really the difference that's going to make for you and your business.
Do people have like two stores? Do they have their Shopify store and then they also sell through Amazon? Or do they usually just pick one or the other and just concentrate on that?
No, absolutely. There's some people that do have different platforms that they sell on while they sell on Shopify. So one of the things that makes Shopify great is that they have a multi-channel sales platform. So you could actually be on Shopify, the same product you're selling on Shopify, you actually connect it on Amazon, on Etsy, on eBay, on Google, on Pinterest. There's so many different platforms you could actually connect that one store to and get money multiple sources.
Oh my God, you're blowing my mind. Okay. Now, when you're doing that though, that's not one of those things where Amazon would do the fulfillment then. You're still doing the fulfillment, but you could be doing it through the dropship. And if my understanding is right, the dropship guy is going to take care of all of the shipping and you don't even have to deal with that part.
Absolutely. But guess what? You can still be on Shopify and you can have your product listed on Amazon and Amazon could do the fulfilling for you. That's what you choose to do.
You have to physically mail it to one of their inventory sites?
Yes, you have to mail it to Amazon Fulfillment Center. Absolutely.
Okay. So you'd get it from the vendor who's selling the merchandise in the warehouse price that you pay and then you send it to Amazon and then they pay you after they sell it. Is that how it works?
Yep. Absolutely.
Okay. So now, I'm sure a lot of people are like, "Woo, this sounds like it could be a pretty good side hustle. It could turn into like a full-on deal selling this stuff." Okay, so we've got the dropship as one of the opportunities that we could tap into. Then you mentioned like just selling the product. So what is that?
Yeah, print on demand.
You mentioned like t-shirts and cups and things like that. I could do print on demand. Shopify is teamed up with some company that has all this merchandise that you can print on. Is that how it works?
Yeah, absolutely. The company you can use is either Printful or it's a company called Print On Demand. Just connect your Shopify store, go to your app store and you just look those company up and you just literally just put your logo or your design and they'll print the products for you. Once your customer order, they'll print it and they ship it out for them.
Wow. Let's just go back to the dropship thing as just an example. Say, for instance, I wanted to sell dolls. Like I like freaky dolls. So find a drop shipper that sells that kind of stuff. And could I order them from like different drop shippers? Or is there like a few that works with Shopify? And would I find all this stuff and then make a page that has all the different dolls and they could be from different drop shippers? Is that how it works?
Yeah, honestly, you could do it either way, Heather, but I'll tell you this. You want to make it as easy, as simple as possible for yourself. And so you're not also confused. So I would say find one company, especially if the company integrates with Shopify, your system will flow so much easily. So for example, you find a company, they integrate with Shopify. You literally could see all the products that they offer. The product, the description, the pricing, everything will populate into your platform on Shopify. Now, if you decide, you know what, I don't want to work with a company that partners with Shopify, I want to find people outside of that, it's just going to be a little bit harder because now you're going to have to ask that company, can you send me the product pictures? Can you send me the product description? Oh. You're going to have to integrate everything yourself. You want to work smarter, not harder.
Okay, so instead of having like some store that's got like all kinds of crazy merchandise, what's the easiest way of getting into this, like the lowest money and time that you can get into this, and then what your profit margin is going to be? Because like if I could be selling these dolls, I might be paying this wholesaler like tons of money to get it for me.
Yeah, that's one of the downsides to drop shipping. When you do drop shipping, because the supplier is doing all the work for you, they're storing all the products, you don't have an overhead, they're going to charge a little bit more instead of you buying in bulk. You may buy it in bulk, for example, $2, right? But you got to buy 500 or 200 pieces. Now with the supplier who's doing drop shipping, they may say, we could drop ship it for you, but instead of $2, you got to pay us $10.
Depending on what merchandise you're selling, maybe you do want to have it in your house and then you could just send it out.
Yeah, absolutely.
What do you recommend if it was like smaller items and maybe like $2 items or something like that?
The number one mistake people make with dropshipping is that they just go out there and start putting random products on their website because it's free to list the products, right? So, but you want to start with small products, like electronic products do very well. Kitchen appliances do very well. You want to study the market and see what the trends are. But typically electronics, kitchen, beauty, seasonal items, those do very well. Try to stay away from like the large items that's causing like heavy shipping, because then that's going to cut into your profit margin, because now you got to charge the client for more shipping. So definitely try to stick to easy products, easy product. If you stroll through Facebook, right, you ever notice how they have all these different ads and they're like, oh, do you have an issue with your garage? And then we have just one button to fix it. That's like a dropshipper product. It just gives you an easy fix to your solution. Those products are the best products to dropship with. Easy explanation product.
Your website is called Snatch Queen. So I got to ask you about that name. Where did that name come from?
You know, 3 years ago, I had a lot of health issues. I had to have surgery. I had fibroids. I was 203 pounds and I lost 46 pounds in 5 months. And that's how my company got started. So I started out with actually my ebook. I put all my recipes, my diet plan inside the book. And because I snatched my waist in like a size 8, and then I'm a queen, I just called myself Snatch Queen. But we're in the middle of rebranding. I'm growing. That was 3 years ago.
Oh, wow. On your website, you are selling sea moss. I'm a vegan. I saw that the products are vegan on there. What is sea moss? What does that do? Is what you're selling mostly? Is it a diet type thing? Maybe I need to get into sea moss.
Oh, you definitely just get a sea moss. Sea moss has so much health benefits for you, and it is a plant, so it is vegan friendly. You can take it. One of the things for me personally, sea moss have done for me is help with my weight. It helps suppress your appetite. So when you suppress your appetite, you eat less and you can lose weight. But there's other clients that I have that have been taking it for years. I said it helps with their blood pressure, their diabetes, or they slowly start weaning off all their medication. So it has a lot of health benefits, especially when COVID started. Sea moss got so popular, right? It helped with your immune system. It helps keep you healthy. And it has all the minerals and vitamins that your body needs. So it's just like supplementing. Instead of taking pills, you take a plant-based.
Nice. Okay. So what people want sea moss, they can go to Snatch Queen, the website, until it gets rebranded. For your products that are in your site, are those drop shipped, or are you holding all this merchandise in your house, or is it a mixture?
I wish I could show you my garage. I have all those products on hand.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I have all those products on hand.
I would imagine that some of the stuff that you're selling, if you're selling supplements and beauty products, sometimes those don't have a real high ticket. So to get more profit in that profit margin, you probably have to hold the merchandise rather than paying the drop shippers.
I haven't really went full force into drop shipping is because I like to brand my own products. I like to put my touch on it. When you do drop shipping, you lose all of that. Like, they just ship your products out the way they want, unless you pay them extra to put your logos or to put your packaging material in it. So that's one of the things that I kind of struggled with in the beginning, why I didn't want to do drop shipping offhand. But now that I'm established, I'm actually going to open up a dropshipping store. So I probably have 2 stores running, a dropshipping store and a personal store. But my dropshipping store would only have 1 product in it, though.
Oh, okay. This dropshipper can actually put your logo on it. So how does that work? Like, email them a PDF and it's a sticker and they put it on and they charge you? Like, how does it work?
Exactly how you explain it. You just ask the company. Not all company offers that option, but you could definitely ask, because you got to think about it. It doesn't make sense to do printing for one item. So they may charge and say, hey, you know, we could print, we can keep your logo on hand for you and customize the product, but it may be an extra $20, maybe an extra $50. Now you're going to have to ask yourself, remember, you're already paying a high cost to dropship that product. Is it worth it? That's going to eat into your profit margin again. So there's things that you have to think about. Now, I would say this, for brand new people that are getting into business that want to test the water, dropshipping is a great way to test the water. Find a product you like, put it out there and see if your audience get attached to it. And if your audience get attached to it, you're making money. You could always go back and start buying those products in bulk, so you're not wasting money.
Let's just back up to the whole drop shipping and your profit margin. There must be a few things that go into this calculation of how much profit you're actually going to get from these products. Are there places out there where you can easily calculate like what the shipping is going to be, like little calculators. Does Shopify have something like that that'll allow you to see like how much money you're actually going to make from a product, or you have to do it on your own? Or
that's a good question, because there's twofold, two ways to answer, right? So if you do plug yourself into a dropshipping company on Shopify, for example, right? Like Sprocket, that's a great company. They're European based and US based. So when you plug Sprocket into your Shopify store, they actually have a listing of their products. They tell you how much it costs and what's the estimated retail pricing. And it tells you how long the shipping is and how much the shipping costs. So you can see your profit margin right there. Now, if you don't go inside of Shopify, you find like a company that's outside of Shopify, you're dealing with a company, you're going to have to ask the agent those questions. You know, how much is the product? How much is the potential shipping from my house to your house? Just so you have an idea, how long is it going to take? You're going to have to do that more intensive research. But if you do use the Shopify platform, which I'm hinting, use it, it's going to make your life so much easier. But the second part to that is this. Shopify do have a space where you could literally list your products, right? You're going to put the retail price. They do have a section where it says price per good. And you could actually put the price per good right there in the system. It's going to tell you what your profit margin is.
Perfect. They make it easy. That's great. And you mentioned, I'd heard of Alibaba before. So, and then what was, you said Sprocket?
AliExpress and Sprocket.
So those are, they're already connected with Shopify. So you can choose, and like, say you were looking for, I'm just going to say bamboo steamers, because I use bamboo steamers. So like you put in bamboo steamer and it'll tell you who's selling those, I guess. And then they give you a suggested retail price. So if you want to try to raise it, but they're telling you what the competition is paying.
Yeah, basically, I did the research for you. Absolutely.
Wow. Okay. Then you got that, like the whole elephant in the room is, of course, Amazon, where people have Prime and they don't have to pay for shipping. How do you compete with that?
Let's go back now, because Amazon is changing. I don't know if people noticed, but Amazon is not shipping in 2 days no more. And they do charge you because you're paying for that subscription. And the subscription went up.
Shopify queen. That is very true. But I'm a movie fan. And, you know, they get me because they got the movies that comes with it. So you got to entice people to want to come to your site. Here's the thing, Shopify queen. Okay. I because there are scammers out there, I sometimes am like reluctant to buy from someone's website because I don't know who they are. And one time I wanted to get a mini pool for my backyard, and it, on Amazon, it was the summer, it was like during COVID, and they were so expensive. And I found this website where I could buy these pools. They had all the videos, they had the pictures. It looked completely legit. I bought the pool, and then figured out when I paid for it, it was the name of the person. It wasn't an LLC or anything. I'm like, I just got duped. Anyways, I called my credit card company, got everything taken care of. Now I'm a little nervous about buying online. So
I understand that completely. One of the things you got to look for to see if the site have any trusted badges. Always pay with a credit card, not a debit card, no cash and PayPal. No, I just pay with a credit card because everything goes wrong. You could always just call your company and get your money back. What you could do too is look up the company. Put their company name. Like, if you type in Snatch Queen, I'll pop up on Google. I'll be on so many different places. I can't be scamming if I'm in 10 or 20 different places. And then your business will come up too as registered.
Okay.
So you can always check to see if that business registered in the state. And if they're not registered in the state, then I wouldn't shop with them, because that means they're not taking their business serious.
Is there anything on a Shopify page that would be like certified by Shopify or something where people would know it's legit?
If you scroll to the bottom of most Shopify store, you're going to be able to say powered by Shopify. You'd be able to see that on most of those Shopify stores. Now, there's some company that may get theirs edited out. So that may, you know, be a pro and con, but reach out to them, send email. They may have a 1-800 number, call them. If they don't have contact information, no way to get in contact with them, I wouldn't shop with them.
You mentioned we could sell services on Shopify. Can we put videos, like video testimonials? And if we do a video, we upload an MP4, or is it linked to YouTube? How does it work?
You can do an MP4, you can upload it, or you can connect YouTube videos on there. Be careful when you're uploading videos and load pictures to your website, because it could slow your website down. Now, you could definitely list your service on Shopify. For example, you want to book in a consultation, there's a booking app that you could put on Shopify, list your service on there. If you have digital products like eBooks, courses, workshops like I do, you could definitely list that on Shopify too, along with your price tag. And just have the platform there for anyone who wants to use it. So you do have those options. It's definitely there.
Oh, wow. This is really good stuff. I work with a lot of creatives, and creatives love to do things on Etsy. What are your thoughts on Etsy? And you mentioned hooking Etsy and Shopify. How does that work?
you could definitely have an Etsy store by yourself, like you said, or you could actually have your Shopify store like I do. And then I integrated my Shopify store with Etsy. So the same product, like you see on my website, the CMOS, the eBooks, are on Etsy. So you can definitely integrate them. Now, you do have to be careful because remember, Etsy have their own fees. So Etsy's going to charge you a separate fee from what Shopify charge you. I'm debating about this. I'm really on the shelf about this because Etsy fees are more than Shopify.
Really? Etsy,
yes. They're between their processing fee and merchant fee. I calculated last night. I was up to like 2 a.m. because I'm like looking at my numbers on Etsy. I'm like, wait, what's going on? It's about 8%. 8%
Whoa.
Altogether between all their fees. Yes. So just do your research and see if it's really worth it to be on Etsy. And one of the things about Etsy, I just want to share with you guys that it's just like Amazon. You have tons and tons of other sellers that are selling the same product you're selling. So if I go to Etsy right now and look for CMOS, I'm going to see 50,000 people selling CMOS. And it becomes like almost a price competition, right? So people are looking, which one should I buy? Should I buy this one? Should I buy that one? And it may go the cheapest person because your merchant or your wholesale is charging you more. You may not be able to compete. So you really got to decide what products do you want to put on Etsy. Try to be creative with your products. But yeah, Etsy fees is more than Shopify. And I'm kind of bummed out about that. But we're going to work around it.
Wow. So if you do make crafts and one-off type things, you could actually sell through Shopify then.
Yep, you could do it through Shopify or do it through Etsy. But if you do it on Shopify, guess what? You could just send somebody to your platform. They're only going to see your products. Or if they Google you, depending on how good your SEO is done for your website, like we're landed on the first page of Google for our CMOS or CMOS workshops and different things like that. So our competitors just type us in, we pop up on the first page. So you'd be able to just go purchase our products. So it depends on how well you have your SEO done for your website.
We've had some SEO experts on this show, but we did not talk about Shopify at all. So is there any kind of key things for SEO when it comes to Shopify? Is there something that can you can
oh, yeah,
put yourself
absolutely.
Ahead of everybody else? What are those?
Absolutely, because the thing is, you don't want to have to keep paying for traffic. You have to really get your SEO done, get somebody professional to do it. Or Shopify has some apps that you can actually plug into your Shopify store to help you do your own SEO. One of the apps I'm giving on your show, Heather, okay?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you guys some gems.
Okay.
One of the apps that you can use for SEO is called SEO Manager, okay? Just go to your Shopify store, type in SEO Manager, and it tells you literally how to do your SEO website. Where the key places on Shopify to put those keywords that you want to rank for on Google. So customers could search it. For example, if they want to search a CMOS gummies wholesale, we're going to pop up, right? So whatever your product is, you want people to be able to go to Google and search and find you. So you definitely have to work on your SEO for Shopify.
Wow, that's so cool. Okay, wow, you're dropping all kinds of value bombs here. You had mentioned something about like an overseas kind of drop ship. We live in a crazy world where things get caught overseas. We may not be able to get to that product. When you sell from Shopify, if you are picking a drop shipper, do you know for sure that those products are sitting in America when you go to sell them? Or could they be sitting overseas waiting to get through customs?
Yeah, it depends on the company you work with. So
okay.
If you go to Alibaba, AliExpress, 9 times out of 10, that's going to be international. If you go to Spot Spocket, USA, that's a US-based company, Europe-based company, so that you don't have that issue. But it depends. I mean, most of these companies, they're going to tell you. They're going to say, we're shipping from XYZ or we're shipping from this place. But this is why you got to be an educated business owner. You got to know the key questions to ask. And I just want to share with you guys some of the key questions to ask when it comes to drop shipping. What is the price of the product? What is your shipping cost? How long is it going to take for you to ship me this product? Is it going to be 1 week? Is it going to be 2 weeks? Is it going to be a month? Okay, because most customers, they don't want to wait that long. How often do you stock this product? How are we going to communicate? How long is it going to take for you to ship the product to my customer? What is your packaging like? You know, these are the things. If the package is damaged that reached the customer, are you going to replace it? Because typically when you're a business owner, you have it in bulk. You know, I already know I'm responsible. But how's your dropshipping supplier going to handle that? This is really, really important because there's a lot of people who do dropshipping. They get excited because it's almost free to start, but they end up in the red. They get a lot of returns, okay? Because the customer don't have the product.
Oh, okay. How does that work with the payment? So you get a payment from the customer and then you pay the drop shipper and then maybe the drop shipper never gets the product. He's like thinks he has it, but he doesn't have it.
And refund the customer.
And you have to refund the customer. Okay.
Yep. And then maybe the dropshipper company may have your money. You still get your money back. So you just got to be very careful. This is why I really highly suggest use the companies that plug in with Shopify. Use the US-based company if you can, especially right now with the pandemic, the war. It's really stressful time. I'm even having some delays because some of our products do come from international. It could be a nightmare. You got to have money to play with when you're doing business with international because they lose your package. You can't find this package, but your customers wait on the order. You know, am I going to cancel? Am I going to order with another vendor? It's just so much that really goes behind getting this business done. You're going to do drop shipping, save yourself the headache and find the US-based supply. I do have vendor lists, though, 1,000 plus vendors you guys need.
Wow. This whole idea of kind of holding the wholesale items on hand, like you're doing, you're putting your labels on them. I would imagine when you buy from the wholesaler that if you're buying them in bulk, you'll get a better price when you buy them in bulk. Is that one of the benefits? Of course, you have to plunk down the money ahead of time, but is that one of the reasons why you do it that way?
Yeah, that's one of the benefits. Sometimes you can't get a better deal buying it in bulk. Depends on who you're working with. That's the advantage. And then you get to rebrand it the way you want. But then you have the product on hand, so you're more in control. So you can tell the customer a really good deadline, like, okay, my shipping is going to be 1 to 2 weeks or it's going to be 1 week. When you're doing drop shipping, it's like your business is in another company's hand. And the customer don't know that. They think it's your business. They don't know that you're doing drop shipping, right? So you're going to may have some explaining to do when things really go wrong that's out of your control.
Yeah, you're like, it was a drop shipper. It wasn't me. Yeah, okay.
Remember, they don't know who your drop shipper is because they ordered from you.
Yeah, exactly. You're putting labels on things. When you think about companies that you buy from, like I'm just going to say it's flour. Like somebody buys flour from one vendor and then they put their label on it. And then another guy gets flour from the same guy. He puts his sticker on it. So when you're ordering, does it come blank? Are you repackaging things and then putting your sticker on it? Or how does that work?
It depends on the company that you're working with. Stuff you're buying in wholesale, like I do, our product come with no labels whatsoever. All I have is just the ingredients. And then we repackage it with our company label and the ingredients and stuff. So it really depends. There's some people now who may buy it in bulk with their labels on there. I have done that too, where I have the manufacturer. I send them my labels. I tell them the specs, I tell them ingredients, what I want, and they can customize and create it for me. But of course, again, that costs more because they're going to say customize requires a quantity of 500 pieces or 1,000 pieces. So it really just depends on your budget, but you could do it either way.
Do you ever see people that are inventing things and selling them on Shopify?
There was a gentleman on Clubhouse too that I met that does knives, and he got them customized the way they want. And he's selling on the platform too. Yeah, there's a lot of companies. You know, there's a lot of large corporations like Kylie Jenner Cosmetic. They're on Shopify. Red Bull is on Shopify. NBA is on that platform. There's different packages. Shopify may have the $29 plan for like basic business like me and you. We're just starting out. But then they have those larger plan for large corporations like the Kylie Jenner, the Red Bull, and NBA. And their monthly fees was a lot more, but they get a lot more service.
You're rocking this. You're the queen of Shopify. And you're on the $29 plan. So really, that's all you need.
We made 6 figures in 8 months on Shopify with the same plan.
Wow, that is really awesome. Well, now you've got so many cool things going on. So it's not just the CMOS. You mentioned that you have downloadable PDFs and it's training courses. Courses on Shopify. Tell us about what you have on your website.
Oh man, I got so much things. So one of the things I try to do with my website is make sure that it's well-rounded, right? You know how people say, oh, you need 7 sources of income. You need multiple sources of income. But guess what? You can do it in one business. You don't have to have all these different businesses. So what I did is create a product around everything. So we have our retail side of our products where customers could just buy one single piece. Then we do have our products in bulk, where we do wholesale those products for other entrepreneurs that want to start a business, but they may not have the money to order 50 pieces or 60 pieces from larger corporation. They could order like 10 pieces of our products and they could be able to go back and rebrand and then sell it. Then we have our eBooks, and then our eBooks around Shopify, around our CMOS, you know, around education, weight loss. And then we have our courses, and our courses around CMOS, Shopify, weight loss. And then from that, we have our memberships. Everything again, comes all together in one place.
Wow, that is so cool. Okay, I'm like thinking about all these ideas I got swimming around in my head.
I got ideas for you too, Heather. You need to get on it. We do have a Shopify DIY ebook. And I tell you, this ebook makes it so easy for you to build your own store. It literally in colors. I call it Shopify for Dummies because that's how simple it is. Like a 10-year-old could build a store and it's in colors, bold letters, says step one, step two, step three. And you could build your store within, if you're really serious about business, one day you could build your store and have it up and running.
Okay. So, and that is on your website.
It's on my website in the tab that says Shopify. So on my website, there's a tab that just says wholesale. Then it says Shopify, you know, different sections. And once you click on it, you'll be able to see all the Shopify eBooks and the courses and different things like that.
And do you, what about Facebook ads? I didn't even ask you about that. Do you even get involved with that or?
Oh yeah. When I first started my business, I got to be honest, because of budget, I was just more posting, sharing, doing marketing that didn't require me to pay. Then I got into Facebook ads, and Facebook ads, you make a ton of money. We have videos that went viral with Facebook ads, but then the pandemic hit, and then there's a lot of changes that happen with Facebook ads. So it's just a little bit different now. You can make money still with Facebook ads, but you could also lose a lot of money at the same time. I mean, organic market works. Get on Clubhouse. It's a great platform to be on. You can make a ton of money on Clubhouse and not have to do paid advertisement all the time. But yeah, Facebook definitely works. TikTok works. Instagram works. Google ads works. Pinterest ad works. It's just a matter of, where do you want to be and what is your budget and how much money are you willing to lose before you could gain?
Wow. Well, thank you so much for being on the show today. So people can find you, Snatch Queen. You're on Clubhouse. Do you have a Clubhouse room or you appear in other people's rooms? How do people find you?
Oh, yeah. I'm on Clubhouse at least 5 days a week. I try to do at least one room. You can definitely find me as Anika Grandison on Clubhouse, Anika or Shopify Queen on Clubhouse. If you want to find me on Facebook, you definitely find me on Facebook too. My name, Anika Grandison. You just type me in, and I'll pop up. Type me in on Google, I pop up. That's the thing. Cohesive branding. Keep your name the same across the board and people will find you.
Yeah, I got to learn from you. Okay. Oh my God, this has been so awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. I had a really great time. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you for inviting me. And your podcast stuff. I was looking at your Instagram. Your Instagram is so beautiful. And I was looking, don't she have any merch? Like, where's her merch? Like, I would love to see your bright pink hair on a t-shirt, you know, something with your slogan. I was like, oh my gosh, she's so pretty.
Oh,
so definitely, if you need help, let me know. I get you some resources so we can get this done. Cause you already have a fan base. People love who you are. They just buy it.
Well, I can sell hair dye.
Yes, you can.
Put my own logo on it and the t-shirts and all that stuff. It's just a matter of putting your name on it and
just put your, that's it. 2 seconds, your name, your logo, your phrases. I think do phrases are really good. Catchphrases.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I say, see on the flippity flip side. Thank you so much for all of your knowledge. This has been amazing.